Hello there, a very warm welcome to the first sweet spot of the new year. Very happy new year to you. It's Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer with the Racing Post's weekly golf show. If you are a sweet spot regular, welcome back. It's great to have you along. If you've never seen the show before, here's what we do. I ask the questions and Steve tells us who's going to win this week's golf tournaments. And we normally review what happened last week, but because it's been Christmas, there's nothing to review. So we'll plough straight on. But first of all, happy new year, Steve. You're in good form.
Happy New Year, Bruce. Yeah. How long can we keep saying that? We've got January the cut-off
is probably about the 5th, isn't it? Yeah. What would you give Christmas out of 100?
Oh, it's very hard to say. There's a lot of illness in the camp. Yeah, I'd probably have to give it about 11.
Oh my goodness, that's low.
Yeah, no, it's been difficult because Grace had chicken pox and then she gave it to Tommy. And I had the flu for about a year. And then the wife's got something similar now. So there's been a lot of illness in the camp. It's hard to be jolly. But if Michael van Gerwen wins the darts tonight, then that'll lift it up to about 99.
Wow. There's a lot depending on his shoulders, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that. And I see you've got the van Gerwen shirt on. So that hints that you've got, had a financial interest, I would imagine.
Very much so, John. Yeah. It's going to be a great game tonight. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy, but I think he'll get the job done.
I've got Bully Boy in the office sweep. How about that?
Oh, blimey, look at that. We're going up against each other, aren't we? Yeah, well, one of us will win. If I don't win, I hope you win.
Yeah, likewise. Straight back at you. Okay, so we've got one tournament this week. It's the traditional curtain raiser, and it's the Century Tournament of Champions. It takes place in Hawaii. As always, the US Tour starts with two tournaments in Hawaii, which means late starts and late finishes because they're 10 hours behind Britain and Ireland. That's a bit early for a can of Estrella, that, isn't it?
No, that's a full fat Coke.
Oh, fair enough.
I see the
no New Year's resolutions this year, no?
No. Lots of drinking on New Year's Day, actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Okay, right then. So I'm going to read the prices out. Steve's going to tell us all about the tournament and then hopefully give us some winners. Very, very strong field. John Rahm is favourite at roughly 13-2. Scotty Scheffler 17-2, Patrick Cantlay 10, Justin Thomas 12, Xander Schauffele. Justin Thomas is 11, Xander Schauffele is 11, Finau 16, Sung Jae-im 18, Colin Morikawa 18, 20, Matt Fitzpatrick and Cameron Young and Victor Hovland 25 bar. So a star-studded start to the year. As we always say on the show, probably boring you rigid, do shop around for best prices, but also most importantly, best place terms. So Steve, I know we're in Hawaii. Where specifically? Give us the tournament lowdown.
We're at the Plantation Course, Kapalua, Maui, Hawaii, 7,596 yards, par 73. Only four par fives, though. There's three par threes. 39 players go into post, no cut, and they're playing for increased prize money. We must mention this. You know, this is one of the elevated events that we've got this year on the PGA Tour.
What's an elevated event?
More money involved. You know, they're trying to fight back against the livers, aren't they? So you've got $15 million in the pot for this one, $2.7 million to the winner. Yeah, it's an impressive first prize.
It really is.
The course, we all know the course, wide open, runway-like fairways, 400-yard drives, massive greens. It's a test of short game above everything else. You've got to perform on and around these enormous greens. They're the biggest greens on the PGA Tour. And scoring can be crazy low if the wind doesn't blow. I mean, I know you don't like staying up too late for these Hawaii events, but you know, last year 34 under par won it. Cameron Smith in a duel with John Rahm, but it normally does blow. So, and this week we've got moderate breezes throughout.
That volcano stopped, didn't it? That we flagged that up before Christmas. There's a volcano erupting in Hawaii. That hasn't disrupted matters, no?
There's been no volcano chat recently. No.
Good. It might be another island. It's probably about 2,000 miles away. okay, well, that's good then. The other question I wanted to ask you before we get onto the tips, have we lost anyone else to live or about to lose anyone else to live?
Well, there's no live action until February, isn't there? So, I mean, even if you were fancying the idea of being a defector,
You'd dip your bread now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, take a $2.7 million check now and then I'm sure Greg and his pals can wait for you till February. But yeah, I've not heard any more rumours.
Do you think we will probably, how many do you think will go across to the dark side or to the other side anyway, let's put it that way, in the course of the year?
I've got a feeling it's all done and dusted. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm quietly confident that it's all going to settle down. Yeah, you.
What about
you got your
re-defectors? People coming back.
Oh, that, blimey! Re-defectors. Blimey! Yeah, that require a lot of reconciliation, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. I can't see a re-defector, and maybe one or two defectors. I don't know. Who knows? But I mean, I just think we're all going to continue. I had a lot of people spoke to over Christmas wanting to talk about this. Everyone wants to talk about it, don't they? Because they've seen it in the papers. And I just say to them, they say, "Is it going to last?" And I say, "I think it's definitely going to last. I don't think Liv's going to go poof." We can have three tours. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the PGA Tour is emphatically the best. The DP World Tour is got its role to play, and Liv is good knockabout stuff, isn't it? So let's just settle down and have all three.
Okay, brilliant. Right then, how many selections have you got this week, Steve?
Two.
Right. Okay. Who's going to be the number one?
The number one is the golden child, Jordan Spieth, at 28-1. One of only three course winners in this field. Absolutely loves this assignment. It's a course which lends itself to creativity and touch. Yeah, very undulating terrain, lots of uneven lies, yeah, a lot of feel shots. And Spieth is obviously a master of that. And around the greens, he remains one of the best in the business. So I think this is a perfect assignment for Spieth. He finished runner-up on his debut in 2014. He was beaten by just a shot. On his return, his second appearance, he won by 8 shots. Incredible performance, a masterclass in 2016, and then he was third in 2017. So straight out the gate, 2-1-3. Jordan Spieth fell in love with Kapalua a long time ago, and instantly he was ninth in 2018, and then in his fifth appearance last year, he had a little spell away, obviously not winning tournaments, but he made his fifth appearance last year, and it was his first since the course renovations. We must mention that slight course renovations after the 2019 edition. Ben Crenshaw and his pal came in, put some new turf down, made it firmer and faster. So Spieth took a while to adjust on his first look at that, but improved his score each round, finished 21st. I think he'd be back in contention this year. The President's Cup was a real fillip for him. At the end of September, won 5 points from 5 matches, and it meant a lot to him because he had a bad singles record in for America. And he's been cock of the North since then. And he's kept himself relatively busy. You know, a lot of players teeing up this week rusty. Spieth will not be rusty. He played in the Hero World Challenge, finished strongly in the Hero World Challenge. Then he played in the match alongside Justin Thomas successfully there, beat Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Then he played in the PNC Championship. Remember, we were discussing that before Christmas. He played with his dad, who's not much of a golfer at all. You know, Spieth had to carry his dad, and Spieth finished eighth. The Spieths finished eighth. So he's been ticking over.
By the way,
he's been ticking over. The Sings won that. Vijay, yeah, the Willy
Wee's dad team. Or his son.
With his son, Cass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bet Vijay's dad's about 90, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's just evergreen, isn't he, Vijay? Yeah, it was nice to see. Yeah, he's one of these blokes that's just going to be willowy until he's dead.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, good. Okay, mate. And have you been keeping tabs on him on social media to make sure that he hasn't been, hammering the alcohol or living a bad life?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very fine young man, isn't he, Spieth? He doesn't live a bad life. But no, he's got everything under control. He's just been buying some golf courses. I think the last news I saw on him, he's bought a golf course in Texas or something. He's taking shares. I kind of, yeah, there's
most
nothing.
Most people, when they buy golf clubs, they actually buy clubs that you hit with. He buys golf clubs that you play on. Yeah, nice to have that sort of money, wouldn't it? Okay, so Spieth's the main man. And we've only got one supplementary selection. Who's that?
We've only got one supplementary, and that's Sung Jae-im at 20-1, the recently married Sung Jae-im.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I'm so pleased.
He found time to get married. I'm amazed he's had time to have a girlfriend, because all he does is play golf, isn't it?
Well, that's what you think about Sung Jae-im. You're hanging out in hotels. He used to be the hotel nomad, but he's got love, and he's got a house now, and he's never been happier off the course. I mean, there's a lovely picture of him holding aloft his blushing bride, he's doing the rounds on Instagram and whatnot. You must have a look at that one.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, it's a beautiful moment. But yeah, Sung Jae.
What, like a kind of gymnast? No, a figure skater when they lift their partner up or on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's very strong. He's very strong. He's pulled her up like
so
that.
So is she lying horizontally, and he's kind of pushing her up? Is that?
Yeah, she's virtually getting horizontal. Yeah, she's certainly 45 degree angle or whatever.
Oh, wow. I'll have a
look at that. He's obviously very strong, or she's very light, one of the two. It's not something I'd like to take on with Nicola. There's no pictures like that from our wedding album.
I think we should just put on the record that your wife is extremely slim, and that, you know, it's, there's no issues there. It's more about your weakness, isn't it?
yeah. Make that very clear. I wasn't saying that. I was just saying how weedy I am. You know, I can't pick up a bloody feather. So where were we? Yeah, he's very, very happy. Very happy the course. And he should be happy on the course. Yeah, he didn't win last year, but he got his game in fantastic fettle. From the end of July onwards, he hardly put a foot wrong. He was second in the 3M Open, second in the Wyndham Championship, second in the Tour Championship. So lots of near misses. I think this year Sungjae is going to go bananas and win loads. Last time out in that Hero World Challenge, improved his score each round, finished eighth. And his short game, this is the key to Kapalua. Im's short game has been really sharp now. Last season, he was 12th on the PGA Tour for strokes gained around the green. He was 37th for putting. He was 5th for scrambling. You know, scrambling your pars around these enormous dance floors is the key. And Im is a top-class scrambler now. He's had two spins at Kapalua, 5th on debut, 8th last year.
Nice. Excellent. What's the most places you've seen out there, Steve, by the way?
I've seen 6, which is 6, jolly nice.
In a 39-man field, yeah?
Yeah, 5th or 6th.
And there's a few that are going to struggle to contend here, aren't there? You wouldn't expect Ryan Brame to be a factor, or Ches Reavie or Chad Ramey, but you never know, obviously, do you? But
it's
star-studded, but not absolutely from positions 1 to 39.
No, there's a lot of chaff in there, and I would advise each way bets on those two selections because they're deep in the bet and they're nice juicy, you know, juicy ones. Particularly Spieth, you know, so it's a bit offensive to Jordan to be that deep in the bet and on a course that he plays as well as this one.
But I suppose that does just tell you how good the field is, doesn't it? So let's have a quick spin through some of the fancy contenders. Give us a nice snappy sound bite on each of them. John Rahm,
Spanish.
I mean, that's snappy.
No, I always feel so much pressure when I'm not very snappy on these podcasts traditionally, am I?
Okay, but, fair enough. Just give us a brief summary of what you think.
We've only got one tournament, so let's just pace ourselves. Yeah.
All right.
John Rahm, the thing.
Come on.
John Rahm, he's twice finished second on this course. So you've got, fair enough. He's twice finished second, but I prefer backing John Rahm, as I'm sure you do, on courses where driver is a key club. You know, his best club in the bag is his driving. And these fairways are just like, as I say, runways. You know, you don't have to drive well to play well at Kapalua. It's more of is what you do closer to the hole. And I just think when you go to a course, you take his best club out the bag, so to speak.
Okay. Scotty Scheffler.
That was the total opposite of snappy.
That's all right. That was very
Scotty Scheffler. Tempting. He's been back. There's been some early money for Scheffler. I can understand it. Don't be fooled into thinking it's his debut. Obviously, this time last year, he was a PGA Tour maiden. This traditionally is a winner's only affair, but they tinkered with the rules a couple of years ago. And if you made it through to the Tour Championship the previous year, you got in, whether you're a winner or not. And Scheffler took advantage of that rule, and he finished 13th on his Kapalua debut. So, yeah, I think Scheffler's got a chance, but I just prefer the bigger prices about my two.
I'd say the next, I'm actually going to lump these together. Cantlay, Schauffele and Thomas. They're sort of, I don't know, they're just kind of the same person, aren't they, basically? The same record, the same sort of, I don't know. That's obviously absolute nonsense, but it kind of feels like they're always there and they'll always do their thing. I mean,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm glad I thought I was heading down a horrific dead end.
I'm the only person who knows what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
because those three, I was thinking, they've all got a chance, but I don't feel compelled to back any of them at the prices that they are. I mean, you know, Schauffele's won on the course. Thomas has won on the course twice. I give them all a chance, but Cantlay's been inactive. We were in Cantlay for this last year, took a chance, and he hasn't played for donkey's years. I just can't justify. I can't justify tipping any of them.
Okay, mate. Do you think Finau will have a good year?
Jolly well do, and I'd like to discuss that when we move on to our US money list chat.
Okay, right, okay. Before we do that, is there anyone else you'd like to talk about in the field? Is there any sort of, I don't know, top European, you know, someone lurking down the list who you thought, Christ, I was close to tipping him?
I think we should mention Hideki Matsuyama.
All right, go on then.
You know, not just because it's my favourite name to say, but I just think he had some neck problems at the end of last year and had to withdraw from a tournament with a neck issue. We don't know how fit Hideki Matsuyama is. If Hideki Matsuyama has had a wonderful Christmas massage every day, the neck's in 100% order, then he's got a big chance. Because again, he's a fantastic chipper. He's got a good record on this course. So yeah, keep a beady eye on Hideki Matsuyama if you're up in the early hours of Thursday night. If he looks fully fit, you might want to consider him.
What sort of time does this tend to finish?
Well, your Sky Sports chiefs are really trying to hook you in early this time because they're coming on air for the very, very first shot, 7:30 p.m. So they're trying to grab you in and then keep you invested until, you know, 3 a.m. wherever it is.
Yeah, no, it's too late for me. I'll have to follow it. I wake up and do what you do, scroll to the bottom of the scoreboard on the app and then just sort of nervously edge up and hopefully see our name. Do you know what? Do you ever do that thing where you get so obsessed about it that you sort of, you go up so slow that you're looking to see if there's any sort of descenders in their surname?
Yes.
So you
can sort
of
see,
because, you know, if you back say Cantlay, you know where the bottom of the Y is going to be.
Yeah, I do that.
It's ludicrous, isn't it?
I do it ridiculously slowly, yeah. And these days, it doesn't wind you up. All the pop-ups and the add-ons, particularly the DP World Tour one, you'll be doing that because you just can't. You just got to be careful,
And
then suddenly it goes,
because an advert's dropped and it throws five new people up. Like, oh, my God. My man's five over.
It's a ridiculous
game, golf betting, isn't it? But it's great fun. And as always, Racing Post very much does support responsible gambling. So do please only bet with fun money. It's a great way of betting and having a bit of fun for a few quid. Right then, I'm trying to find the US money list.
Firm betting on it. Yeah, there's only one.
Only
firm
one bet. Firm betting on the.
The bookies are very, very trepidatious. Is that even a word?
Yeah, it is. I know what it means, even if it isn't. PGA Moneylist. I've got it. Here we go.
Because so, of,
tell
of
me
the
how
live...
this is decided.
This is decided by who banks the most official US dollar. In the PGA Tour season, you know, there's only one event that doesn't count. The Hero World Challenge is an unofficial event, so the money doesn't count. But all the others are official dollar.
Does it go up to? Is it the whole of 2023, or does it go up to the end of the FedEx playoffs?
End of the Tour Championship, yeah. End of the Tour Championship.
So we've
already had a few events that have counted towards it, in the fall series, as they like to call it. And then we go all the way to the Tour Championship. But the reason that the trepidatiousness is there, that is definitely not a word.
No, it's trepidation.
Trepidation. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I've just like extended it a little bit. The reason that's there is because we have court cases. We have litigation coming where in February, the DP World Tour are essentially going up against the livers. The DP World Tour want to get rid of the livers, and the livers want to play on the DP World Tour. So in February we'll have a court case which will determine whether we're going to have lots of livers on the DP World Tour, and therefore the bookies haven't priced up the race to Dubai, as we used to call it, the DP World Tour rankings. So I'm pretty gutted. I can't have a little dabble on that because we had Fitzpatrick for that last year, and he finished second. I'm even angrier with the bookmakers for this one because, you know, I like daring bookmakers. There's only one firm up with the US money list, but there's no litigation until after the Tour Championships in the autumn. So, yeah, we kind of know who's going to be playing on the PGA.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, the bookies are in the dark just as much as us. So, you know, what does it matter?
The punters that will lose.
If it all goes wrong, it goes wrong.
Well, it'll go wrong for the punters more than the bookies. This is what winds me up, because you might back Patrick Cantlay, say, for the PGA Tour money list, and then he goes and joins Liv and you've done your money. So, I think it's more of a problem for us than it is them.
Maybe they're trying to protect us from such an
offense. Oh, you live in a funny sort of world.
I know. Look, well, anyway, look, there is Bet365 are up, so props to them.
Yes.
And they make Rory McIlroy 23-10 favourite. And then it's 9-2 Scheffler, 5 Rahm, 14 Cantlay, 18 Thomas, 18 Finau, 22 Schauffele, 25 Burns, 25 Morikawa, 28 Im, 30 Kim, 40 Barr. Do you fancy anyone out of that lot?
When you go to him and Kim and Barr, it just sounds like a sort of nursery rhyme. Tony Finau. Tony Finau. Tony Finau the problem we've got with only one bookmaker being up is a very brittle market. And on New Year's Eve, I did my tips on the season ahead. Tony Finau's been cut from 22-1 to 18-1, but I think 18
could be worse.
Oh, it could be a lot worse, and I will get to that. The other tip's been absolutely smashed, but he's stepped up a level, isn't he, in the last 6 months? You know, he's more accurate than he's ever been. His putting stroke finally seems to be sorted. He's already banked a winner's check. We talk about the full series. He won the Houston Open in November, so he's already got loads of money in the bank. I think he's a likely contender in all the majors. You know, you look at Finau's majors record. It's really solid. I think he's going to bank loads of juicy checks. So I think, yeah, Finau's a lively US moneyless runner. And then we'd have one other. But as I say, the price has gone 55-1. We tipped about on New Year's Eve. And he's down to 25-1 because, you know, Colin Morikawa was being disrespected in the opening show. You know, he surely have a big year. There were signs at the end of last year that he was coming back to his best. And, yeah, I think anyone writing off Morikawa after a winless year is a fool.
Okay, brilliant. So those are the selections for that. And then I think we found, didn't we, when we were doing a few Q&As last year, that people fancied like a selection for each of the majors. So they can just have a tiny little, you know, 25p acker or whatever and potentially hit the big time or do a Yankee or lucky 15, whatever they wanted to do. So take us through your four fancies at this stage for the majors. We'll start with the Masters.
The Masters is Rory McIlroy's big moment. 9-1 is a fair price. I think the moment has finally come. This will be the ninth time that McIlroy has teed up in the Masters looking to complete the career Grand Slam. You know, he's getting used to having that pressure on his shoulders now. And I think his game has never been in better shape than it is now to deliver the green jacket. Distance control on approach is the key at Augusta, always has been. And McIlroy has had that as a weakness for many a moon. Now it's a great strength. He switched to a golf ball that he was able to control more, and his approach play stats are fantastic now. His putting's more dependable. So, yeah, I think McIlroy now is the complete Augusta package. I'm really excited about the prospect of him winning the Masters.
Excellent. And then we move on. I can't remember. They've switched the cannon around, haven't they? It's the US Open after that, isn't it?
No. It used to be. Now USPGA.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, remember you go April, May, June, July.
Yes, Yeah, that's a good way of remembering it. So in May, we've got the PGA. And where's that?
That is at Oak Hill, which is in New York. So, yeah, you're going to be very, very, very good atmosphere. Yeah, I think this is one of the best sets we've ever had in terms of atmosphere, because we're off to Liverpool as well for the Open. We'll get to that one. And the US Open's in Los Angeles. So I think atmosphere-wise, I do hope there's not another strain of COVID doesn't sweep in and ruin everything, because I think you could have four of the most exciting golf tournaments ever in terms of atmosphere.
Right, okay. So who's going to win the USPGA in your view?
Justin Thomas is going to win the USPGA at 14-1 currently. That will complete the USPGA hat-trick for JT. Yeah, he loves the setup of these USPGA venues. And Oak Hill looks like a second-shot course to me now. Don't be fooled by the course form there. Jason Duffner won it. We were on Jason Duffner when he won that USPGA there years and years and years ago. But there's been course renovation since then, serious course renovation. They've got rid of loads of trees. But the greens are still very well guarded. So I think it's approach play will be decisive. And I think Thomas will win just a few weeks after his 30th birthday in front of the New York galleries.
I mean, he's just not even 30 still. Wow. Okay. And then it's the US Open. Where's that?
That is at Los Angeles Country Club, the first major in the Los Angeles area for 28 years. Cool. So they're going to go absolutely bananas for this tournament. The Californians in particular will be so excited about it. None more so than Morikawa, who's born in Los Angeles. He's going to have huge support for that one. He won his first major, you'll remember, in 2020 in California, in the USPGA, a course he knew really well. And it's the same situation here. He'd be extremely comfortable at Los Angeles Country Club. He played in the 2017 Walker Cup, and he won 4 points from four matches at this track. So, yeah, I think he's going to have a special week. He's 22-1, Morikawa, I think. Blimey. I mean, anti-post betting at this stage, you know, it's a tough one here. Your brain's saying, oh, I'm going to get all these each-way places in the week. You know what I mean? You're going to get much more each-way terms. But, you know, you might get an enormous price. Now, yeah, I can't see Morikawa going off at 22-1 for the US Open. So
you don't. It's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, that's the trouble. You're only getting five places now, aren't you? I mean, you could get 12 places on the day, couldn't you? So
this is it. We've all got decisions to make, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. And then finally, obviously, it's our open at Royal. Is it Royal Liverpool at Hoylake or Royal Hoylake near Liverpool? I never
Royal. It's Royal Liverpool, comma Hoylake.
Okay. Well punctuated. More and, importantly, who wins?
Jordan Spieth wins our open at 20-1. The golden boy bringing home the bacon. You know, three-time major winner. It's easy to forget because it's been a while since he's won one, but he's got
that
the swagger.
Easy to forget. That is very easy to forget,
He's got the swagger back now. He took a lot of heart from that President's Cup performance. He's an established member of the elite again, and I think he wins the claret jug for a second time. His form figures from the last seven Opens, 4-30, 1-9, 22-8. And if we get another baking summer, which I guess we are going to with your global warmings and whatnot, Hoylake will be firm and fast like you wouldn't believe. I mean, you must remember Tiger Woods winning there, and it just wouldn't stop. His irons off the tee, and the ball just wouldn't stop. So I think that's made for Spieth. You know, again, like his touch, his creativity. You know, get that driving iron out. See who's got the best short game. So. Yeah, it's going to be great when Spieth brings home our 72,449-1
ACCA. Oh, I was going to say, I was just getting busy with one particular bookmaker, and they have it in for 59,000-1. But
well, there is one particular bookmaker where you can get 72,449-1. Yeah, yeah. Are we allowed to say what bookmaker that is?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's Ladbrokes, Coral Ladbrokes.
Okay,
Ladbrokes. Yeah, they always
seem to have the
same price.
We haven't got any sponsors
these days, though, so I don't know what's going on. But
you've got some sponsors on there, haven't you? Blimey.
Yeah, Leyland. Yeah. Come on, Mighty. Come on.
Brilliant stuff. Should we reiterate then, Steve?
Yes.
So we've got Century Tournament of Champions this week. That's the most pressing item. You've got two tips for that. Who are?
Jordan Spieth and Sungjae Im.
The US money list, which only at the moment Bet365 are betting on, but others may. And who do you like for that?
Tony Finau and Colin Morikawa.
And then your open life changer face spitter ACCA is?
Rory McIlroy, the Masters. Justin Thomas, the USPGA. Colin Morikawa, the US Open. And Jordan Spieth, our Open.
Fantastic. Brilliant stuff. Well, we're back up and running. It's good to be back. I must admit, I quite like early January. It's sort of, you get, Christmas is lovely, isn't it? You get out of the way, you get all the decorations done, you're cleansed, you're back in life, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? You're back in the groove. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're getting at. I mean, Christmas, because of the illness has been, it's not been fantastic. Yeah, you just need to get the wife fit again. She's the one that's the weakest of the four at the moment. And then, the most important thing, I know it's cliche, but is if you're all feeling all right, you can handle anything, can't you? But I'm looking forward to the golf going back. And we're going to have a big year.
Good. Excellent stuff. Well done, Steve. Thank you very much. Jack is joining you next week to look at the Sony Open and something called the Hero Cup. Is there a Hero Cup next week? What's that?
That's a new one. Yeah, it's a team event. Team event. So, No, that's why you're so happy. It sounds like you're going on holiday. So. That's why you like January, is it?
No. I like getting back into the groove, getting back into the swing of life, you know?
Doing dry January? You often do that, don't you?
Possibly. There might be a little pause, but we'll see how we go with that one, mate.
Yeah, I'm toying with the idea, actually, for the first time in a long while.
What do you mean toying with it? You already said on the show you drank copious amounts of alcohol the 1st.
Yeah, because I was at Alexandra Palace for the Arrows. I went to see Mighty Mike win against Chris Dobie, 1-5-0.
Oh, lovely. And, how many of you went? Did loads of you go?
No, just a couple of friends. Yeah, a couple of friends. And
was it good?
It was very good. Seeing Mighty in imperious form. I mean, he hasn't lost a set in the last two rounds.
I know. He was unbelievable last night, wasn't he? Absolutely incredible.
But you feel it, don't you? You feel the beers that much more than you used to. So, yeah, maybe I'll do a dry January for the first time in a long while.
Why not? All right, then, Steve. Well done. Thank you very much indeed for your wisdom. Thank you very much to producer Sam. Most of all, thank you for watching. It's always great to have your comments. Let us know at the bottom of the YouTube stream who you fancy. Give us your selections. And if you've ever got any suggestions for the show, we'd love to get your feedback because it is all about giving you the service you want. So happy New Year to everyone. Hope it's a good one. And Steve and Jack will be back next week for another Sweet Spot.